This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. RTD board members will vote tonight on whether to defund most of RTD's security system. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
The measure would cut the agency's security budget by tens of millions of dollars every year in favor of more mental health, medical, and social workers. The board member behind the proposal says she wants RTD's approach to its passengers to be compassionate, not punitive. The largest drivers' union opposes the measure, saying their workers need protection only armed security can provide. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon could be closed for days while crews continue to fight the Grizzly Creek fire. David Boyd is with the White River National Forest.
It's started right along the interstate, and you're in this very narrow canyon. So it's just not safe to have the interstate open right now while the fire's active and while we're actively working to suppress it.
Boyd says drivers should plan for alternate routes for the next few days. Officials are investigating the cause of the fire that started Monday afternoon. The University of Denver and Colorado State University are the latest schools to postpone their fall sports because of the pandemic. They say the risk of spreading COVID-19 is too great to take a chance with fall sports, which includes football at CSU, as well as cross country, soccer, and volleyball. The league that represents the University of Colorado could decide as early as today on whether to go ahead with their fall sports programs. Across Colorado, it's sunny and hot weather, highs in the 90s along the Front Range, and in the west, 80s in the mountains this afternoon. This is CPR News.